Blog Talk Radio.
Are you tired of clean clothes that just don't smell clean?
What if your clothes could stay fresh for weeks? Now they can.
Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters keep your laundry smelling fresh way longer than detergent alone. Pour a cap of Downy Unstoppable's into your washing machine before each load and enjoy fresher smelling laundry for up to 12 weeks. This towel has already been used and it still smells fresh.
If you want laundry to smell fresh for weeks, make sure you have Downy Unstoppable's in-wash scent boosters.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Hello, 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 and welcome, welcome, welcome. Y'all, it is a January the 11th. Wow. This is my very first show for 2023. And y'all, today is National Day of Human Trafficking Awareness. Whew. So I'm wearing my blue. Hashtag wear blue. I want you guys to just take a moment of silence. And I want to remember Alexis Ware. She's been missing since January 30th of last year. And we just don't know what happened to this baby. So we're going to pause for a second. And I want to welcome you back for those that have been tuned in. Those that supported us throughout 2022, and I want to welcome all of our new callers. Thank you for choosing the WBNN Network on tonight. You're tuned in to Walk and Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. This is our 3,361st presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. And I want to thank my special guest for being on tonight. My special guest tonight is, and when I say special, I mean special guest on tonight, Dr. Chandra Cleveland. Our topic tonight is going to be human traffic awareness. I tell you, I am excited. On our soundtrack tonight is featuring legendary disco and R&B vocalist, the legendary Evelyn Champagne King. I'm sorry, got to get that right. Evelyn Champagne King. Brother O would kill me. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want you to sit back, relax, sip on your cold or hot beverage, whatever you got of your choice. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed on tonight. This show was really not planned. I actually had some more guests that were supposed to be on, but I didn't get confirmation, and this young lady had reached out to me on Monday before my deadline to submit for my show. And I tell you, when God is strategic, and when you're walking in the will and you're doing what you know that you're called to do, it just lines up. And I tell you, she called me because I live in Myrtle Beach, and she was calling about a rental property. About renting something while she was on vacation. I think she was having something with her sorority. She's a part of a sorority, and they're going to be having something in April, if I'm not mistaken. And she was wanting to find a separate dwelling to rent for her vacation. And she reached out to me, and we began conversation. And as we began conversation, we was just reminiscing on how we knew each other and the things that had transpired in our lives. And when I tell you, when you walk accordingly and do what you're purposed for. Before I get Brother O to play a soundtrack, before I bring her up, I want to get Brother O to play a soundtrack, but I want to share just a little bit about her because I can't tell it all. But I just want to share just a little bit. Chandra is a highly decorated and distinguished degreed law enforcement veteran with more than 35 years of experience. She's a certified human traffic investigator and private investigator, also an international speaker. She's a safety expert, educator, trainer, and consultant on issues related to sex and human trafficking, domestic and teen workplace and gang violence, self-defense and police reform, conflict resolution, offender rehabilitation, hostage negotiation, homegrown terrorism, celebrity security detail, elder school and online safety, empowerment, fitness, and officially armed to handle conflict. Chandra believes our prime purpose in life is to help others. But if we won't help them, at least don't hurt them. Chandra is a straightforward shooter for information. So if you don't want the truth, don't ask her. She's my type of girl. I tell you, I'm happy to know this queen. Brother O, at this time, if you would please play a track as we prepare to bring my guest on.
Oh, take my chance, one of
Welcome back. Welcome back. I want to welcome you guys back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. I want to see if my special guest is in the building. Miss Dr. Chandra, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. How are you tonight?
I am doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
But it is an honor and a privilege. I tell you, you just don't know how you blessed me on Monday when you inboxed me and asked me to give you a call. It truly blessed me. So I'm honored to have you here on tonight. And what you are about to share with the listeners on tonight, it is well worth it. And I know that it was a divine connection when we met back in 2014, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just to set us up for this day.
Mm-hmm.
So
I thank
him for that on today, because today is a special day as well, January the 11th. And I want you to introduce yourself, and then I want you to share what it's all about.
Okay. Well, today is National Human Trafficking Prevention and Awareness and Slavery Day. This is the day that we are to acknowledge that slavery is not dead. Now it's in a different form. And so I want to make sure that, you know, everybody is educated about what sex slavery looks like, what sex trafficking looks like, because we hear of different things that is not common for our communities. And I mean, when I say our communities, I mean the ethnic communities, whether it be Latino, Black, Indigenous, those communities, the way they portray and the way it is shown in the public of sex trafficking is not how it usually happens in our communities. So I just want people to know that sex trafficking is real. Family members, coaches, pastors, police officers, school teachers are selling young people at an alarming rate, and it seems to have no stop to the madness. And not only that, you know, when it comes back to what I was speaking of earlier, of being in the minority group, minorities are selling their own people at an alarming rate. So
Wow. Tonight
I'm here to give you a little bit of education as to how sex trafficking in the minority community has been occurring and the stats on some of them, because, of course, we know all stats are not exact. They're close enough that everybody is getting the same additive that it is minorities who are being trafficked at an alarming rate.
Wow. Amazing. I really want to hear some of these statistics, because for a while now I've been hearing of children going missing in the DMV area, and, you know, nobody never finding out what's going on. Like, and this has been happening for a while.
Yeah, and you brought up the DMV area about the alarming rate that everybody was saying, oh, my God, that many kids are missing from Washington, and the majority of those kids that were missing were African-American children. And all of a sudden, they start cleaning it up. They start getting off social media. They stop posting it. Did that mean that they found those kids? No, they did not. And during COVID, so many kids are unaccounted for when it comes to in communities and also in schools. Schools have not had the amount of students that it usually have before COVID. And no one is looking for these kids. When it started back to school, I guess last year when COVID was supposed to be almost over, they were advertising, or news people got a hold that there are over 5,000 students that didn't return back to school. There were 5,000 students after they went looking for them, the numbers increased. And then all of a sudden, everybody stopped talking about it.
Wow. Oh, my God. Dr. Chandra, how did you get into this? Like, what made you want to get into law enforcement? You've been in this for a minute. I was looking at your resume, and
yeah.
It looks like you started around 89. That's a long time.
Yeah, and it wasn't that I was looking to get into law enforcement. I was in California, you know, I model and act, and I had to come back home. My mom had some health problems, and when I came home and I stayed at the Embassy Suites one night, and God bless his soul, Randy Scott was working a night duty shift at Embassy Suites, and I was telling him I'm going to have to move back home. I need to find something to do. And he said, why don't you be a deputy sheriff? And then he said, no, that's okay. I'm sorry. You're too prissy to be a deputy sheriff. I'm like, I can do that. And so he bought me an application, and the rest was history.
Wow.
And
well,
I ended up loving it.
I see, oh, my God, 35 years of experience, and then the different avenues that you've been able to explore and the different impact that you've been able to make in individuals' lives. We have a caller. We have caller number one in queue, and after I take this caller, I really want to dive in because you shared something with me on Monday that just rung in my spirit, and I'm sure there may be someone out there that may meet this person that you was to this person. So I want you, if you can, I don't know if you're able to share that story, but the story, while I take this call, I want you to think about it. If you're able to share that story,
which
I want you
story?
To share it. The one about the person that you helped, and then they came back, and they didn't remember you, and then they remembered you, and you shared their story on Monday with me.
Okay.
I think her name was Tracy, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong. It started with a T. We have caller number one. Caller number one, you're in queue. If you would, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Angela. It's Jerry Petito, and I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you, ladies?
Hey, Jerry.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, first of all, I'm calling to support you, Angela, and your beautiful guest. And this topic is just heart-wrenching. And I have a question, and it's a ridiculous question to a point, because every one of us thinks this when we hear these stories and we read what's going on. If we know this is going on, how are we not stopping it? We've got to know more than we think we know.
You're right. You're right, Jerry. You're exactly right, because you can't do better until you know better. And when you know better, it's up to you as a community to do better. And this is where the ball, to me, has been dropped. And this is what I keep saying and keep emphasizing every time that I have a mic. If we don't get in the necessary communities and tell them exactly what sex trafficking look like, they will never know. Because just like a young girl or an older woman, if you never knew real love, you wouldn't know it when it came to you. If you didn't know abuse, that wasn't love, and you saw that everybody in your family was getting abused like that, and you thought it was love, then you know no better until somebody educates you.
It's just heartbreaking to know this is going on, and what do we do about it? How do we even come close to stopping this?
Well, I can tell you. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I can tell you it can be stopped, because most of the minority women and girls who are being trafficked, they are taken first by someone who looks like us. And it's so many times we as a community, we see young girls with older men. The older men are not saying, hey, that's somebody's baby you with. Ooh, where does she belong? We are not noticing or bringing attention to the elephant that's in our community. We know this baby is somebody's baby. We know what age she is because we know who her family is. So until we are educated in our communities on what to look for, we will become and always be the victim waiting for somebody else to help us when this can be helped within our own communities.
Mm. Well, God bless you. Wow. I mean, God bless you. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please continue to pray for me.
You listen, I'm a woman of faith, and guess what? I won't stop praying for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, dear
Angela. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Before you leave, you have to tell everybody who you are, because you are a special person as well. You are amazing as well. So please share with those that are tuned in exactly who is Jerry Petito. I know you were on last night. Amazing show, I must say.
Thank you. I know you were listening. Thank you, Angela. Angela, I don't want to get into who I am right now. I just can't. My heart is aching listening to – it's all about your show right now. Tune into my show Tuesday, February 7th. I've got a rock and roller, Jesse Kramer, as my guest. But – keep doing what you're doing. God bless you both, ladies. And listen, I won't stop praying.
Thank you.
Amen. I truly appreciate that. Because I tell you, this is definitely, I truly believe this is a divine connection. Because when we met, and I want to say it was 2014, you know, I experienced domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so much, but we have connected on so many different levels, had an opportunity to come to Columbia and visit your office and sit and talk with you and just different things. Mm-hmm. It's just like you put me under your wing, like I was your daughter. I often reference you as one of my mothers, because I tell you,
mm-hmm.
when that scripture says that God will be a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless,
uh-huh.
He'll be whatever he be. He definitely has sent so many people into my life that have been just that, what I needed. And there's so many people out there. You know, I could have been one of those people. I could have been one of those teenagers, because I lost my mom 12 days after my 16th birthday, and my dad was strung out on crack cocaine at the time, so I didn't have him in my life. So I could have ended up on the streets. I could have ended up doing a lot of different things. I could have went down a lot of different roads. But I thank God for the upbringing that I had, and I thank God for the people that did step in. But everybody don't have that. And I'm so thankful for people like you, because you have been that for so many people. Even if you don't remember the conversation that we had on Monday, I know that you can give an example of somebody that you've impacted that's come back and share it with you how you've impacted their life. Because 35 years of doing this in different different arenas and different walks, you've had to impact so many lives.
Yeah, and you know, I have. It has been. I don't even think of it as that, but as you're speaking and me being around and I'm doing the same thing that I've been doing for the past 37 years, I get victims that come back to me. And I'm working on a case right now with Missing Crystal Anderson, and we were doing a candlelight visual for her. And me not knowing that one of her cousins in the crowd, and she came over to me. And I was a police officer at that time, and I went to her house on multiple occasions of her being battered. And I told her, you got to do better. I went with her to the hospital. I talked to her. I told her about the services. And then once I got off, I went back and gave her information to show her and her kids that they can get out of the situation. And she came up to me a few months ago, and she said, do you remember me? She said, "You saved my life." And I'm looking at her, and she said, "Yeah, I'm disfigured by you saving my life. You answered the call that night, and you went with me to the hospital, and you told me how to get out of what I was in." It shook my foundation. I was like, oh, my God, I could see it white all over again. And, you know, that's why I say to some people that, you know, I'm one that I never changed my stripes. I never changed my mission. My mission has always been to empower women and girls to know what violence is and what it looks like and how to get justice in the criminal justice system. This is why I started my private investigation firm, is to strengthen women's cases. Because if you did not know, a woman and a girl is the most victimized people in the world. In the world. So it's not that if you're not a victim, it's that when you will be a victim, how will you know how to handle it?
Wow. That's powerful. Wow. We have a track, and we'll be right back. We have a track by international DJ, legendary Brother O.
You're now listening to them sounds by your DJ Olaz Ski.
Welcome back to Walk In Purpose with Angela. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. I tell you, I am enjoying this on tonight. I tell you, I appreciate what you do, Dr. Chandra. Thank you so much, because I know that you are passionate about what you do. I can tell from every conversation that we have. Yes, thank you. And thank you again for taking time, short notice, and working me into your schedule, because I know you probably had things that you could have been doing, but you chose to come on tonight and share with us. And when I tell people that, you know, people don't cross my path for no reason. You know, when he dropped it by spirit December 2012, that I was placed here with a purpose. Jeremiah 29 and 11 in my spirit. You know, I didn't think that, you know, even after going through domestic violence, I thought that I had a purpose. Going through suicide attempts and different things, I didn't think that I had a purpose. But I'm thankful that I experienced the things that I experienced, because now I'm able to assist and help other people. I'm thankful for what you do, because you impact so many lives. Again, I want you to share some more about what you're doing to impact the community here in South Carolina, because you're here, you're born, raised here in South Carolina. And we are one of those states that, you know, in 2016, I was working with youth, and I was just doing some research, and I come across we were number 50 at that time in education, and we were fluctuating between number 1 and 5 in domestic violence, and it was like, it was heart-wrenching. And I was like, how? You know, so please share.
Yeah, well, you know, I speak around the world, Angela, and internationally, and I've trained law enforcement and social workers in Afghanistan, and I'm always constantly speaking and teaching and training different departments on how to look for and look for women and children who may have been sex trafficked. Right now, it is like from 15,000 to 50,000 women and children are forced into sex trafficking in the United States every year. And, you know, these numbers are not exact because it's so hard to find the victims of human trafficking, because most victims of human trafficking don't take it as they are a victim, because they have been so brainwashed. They have been brainwashed as they are the girlfriend, or they are the leader of the pack, or you have to do this in order for your family to succeed, or have a place to stay, or have food to eat. So, you know, the combination of the various range from 15,000 to 1,000 women and children that are forced into sex trafficking in the United States is, it's almost unbelievable, but it is happening. So there has to be a way that we can stop this, and we have to know who are the most vulnerable people to be sex trafficked. That is a very key concern.
Like you say that, and you know me, you know, and people will probably say, dang, really? But I never thought that I would know somebody that would be involved in sex trafficking. You know, I come to Facebook one day, and there it was. I remember reaching out to you, because I was like, I couldn't believe it. These are babies that I had taught in Bible study. These are babies that, you know, to come home with me, you know, call me auntie, you know, and I'm looking at them in Clayton County, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God. You know, so this happens, you know, and it's not like it's happening to people around the country. It's happening to people right next door to you. It's happening right under your nose. And when are we going to say enough is truly enough? You know, I couldn't keep being quiet. You know, I'm thankful, and I have to give a shout-out to Brother O, our producer, for the CEO of this network. I thank him for this platform and allowing us to be able to come on here and to share. You know, I thank him for his obedience.
I'm
grateful. Because, like you say, it affects so many people. It affects so many people. And then today,
it does. And it's in plain sight in our families, and we're not saying anything. Just like the people who you knew. I was working on that case because someone else who was involved in that knew the girls. And so, you know, even those victims didn't realize that they were a victim, and they didn't accept that they were a victim of something. They thought they were doing something to make a living, and because they had to eat. It's what they were told. Their children had to eat. So this is what was done. So, you know, I need people to know that family members of minority groups are the main ones who sex traffic our girls and our women. And, you know, from different industries, that is happening blatantly in our faces that we do not know, because our communities are not getting the education. And so this is my plight, is to go into these communities to make sure that they know what is good touch, what is bad touch, what is sex trafficking, what is sexual exploitation, so that they know that they can help stop it in their community. Everybody knows who the dirty old man is in the neighborhood, and girls are over there getting money or are staying over at his house or whatever. It's time for you to speak up. This is how the sex trafficking starts. This is how it looks in some communities. We have girls that just go missing in the night, and all our neighbors say, oh, she's just fast. I saw her look fast, but stop saying that. Stop saying that.
That's what they do. That's what they do. You know, they
that's
brush
exactly
it under the
rug. They
act like it's not really happening. But that's what they do. We have caller number two in queue. Caller number two, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Mr. Boston from WBNN host. How are you doing tonight? This is Jeffrey Sanders.
All right. How are you?
I am fine, fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yes.
Okay. You got a good topic tonight. I appreciate the topic. It's a very, very good topic, and you're right. People sometimes confuse this crime they're confused because they think that it implies being moved from one place to the other. But in reality, you know, to be a victim, you know, they ain't never have to leave their hometown. It's fraudulent jobs and opportunities of violence and threats of violence that get these young girls and young men and grown women involved in this thing where they think they're going to be in a good place, but in reality, they're going to be used up. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And that is a myth that a lot of people think, that in order to be sex trafficked, you had to be taken away out of your area. And that's not the case. Again, within most of the time, they are taken into the area, in the community, before they're taken out of the community. So that is one thing of educating the community that it can be happening every day, that you may think your child is going to school and they're being trafficked and they come back home.
Right. And see, we need to all get together and learn the indicators of this crime. You feel me? We need to raise awareness and be able to report this stuff if you even suspect it's happening. You know, you need to report that to the police. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know in Georgia, they have in Georgia, in all of the restrooms, they have these signs on the back of the bathroom doors.
They have them
everywhere, plastic everywhere. And if you see, you are mandated. If you are a manager or a restaurant owner or anybody that's in management at them restaurants or wherever, you have to report it. If you have kids in there during school hours, you have to report them. You can't just let them come and hang out in your facility. You have to report them.
In your establishment. But that is what they want you to do. But I can tell you, I have found several girls in the same freaking hotel over and over and over again, that they're not shutting down these hotels that are allowing this, who are the hotbeds that girls are being taken to.
It's happening.
But that's
Mr.
one thing
Boston,
I definitely. Excuse me?
Hello?
I'm still here. We should have been. Okay. Before you leave,
it's important that they get the number.
I can hear you.
888-373-7888. That is the sexual, that's the human trafficking hotline. You don't have to know all the details. If you see it happening, get a description, tell them where you're located, and they will take it on from there. You don't have to be right or wrong. Just report it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. But we're going to make sure you hear that name before we get off. Mr. Boston, before you jump off, I want you to tell everybody who you are and when is your next show.
Okay. My show is always the first Tuesday of the month, and it is on WBNN. The Boston Chronicles, okay? So that's all you need to do is look it up, look with on the flyer, and y'all come through and support.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing with us on tonight, sharing your perspective and tuning in. We have a track next by legendary DJ Brother O. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Of course, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, if you would please tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I didn't really know if I was calling number 3, but nobody said anything. But anyway, my name is Lisa Hopkins. I am calling from Victorville, California. And as I sat and listened, I got an idea that maybe I was a victim of sex trafficking in my own house when I was a little girl, and my perpetrator was my grandfather. And every chance he would get, he would come in my room, perform oral sex. Then he would take me in a car all the way across town to one of his friend's house, a guy, and then he took me to one of his friend's house, that was a lady. Then my little cousins used to come over, three of them, three little boys. He used to take us out in the back house and, you know, make us do things. And he would give me money, tell me he's going to send me through college. And if you tell, nobody's not going to believe you. And I'll buy you a car. I believed it. Everything that was going on, it didn't even bother me because I didn't know that it was wrong at the time. But listening here on the line led me to believe that maybe I was a victim of sexual trafficking, and I didn't even know.
And, you know, there's a lot of victims out there like you. I have people coming forth as they listen to me when I travel around the world to talk about how it occurs. And they say, you know, my uncle used to pay me and take me to one of his friend's house or do this. And I used to get money and I'd get my school clothes and I wouldn't tell anybody. And he said, no one would believe me. And some even told someone and they told them to shut up. Don't you mention that again. Like, it was a cycle throughout the family. Just like you're saying, your cousins, they used to come over and they used to do things to them and they used to make y'all do things. That is the sexual exploitation that I say that is occurring within our communities that we need to be educated on so that people can realize that they are a victim.
Wow. And, you know, for some reason, I don't know whether I should feel sad about it because I didn't know, or should I be grateful that it wasn't a worse situation because it could have been some other man that I didn't know, maybe the next door neighbor, and he could have had me out there and never brought me back home. So I think I want to be on the grateful side because every situation could be worse. And another thing,
But if you the cycle doesn't stop within your family, if that cycle does not stop and continue, you allow others in your family to experience that kind of trauma. Because once you realize that it is trauma, it's already worse. And who wants their child's first experience to be by someone who's in their family who touched them, who did sexual things to them over and over again? So you have a voice. Now that you know, you need to make sure that everyone in your family knows that this needs to stop. Because I'm sure the younger people who it happened to, they may be doing it to their nieces, nephews, grandchildren.
Well, I don't
because
know.
Because nobody never told them to stop.
That some of those children that were involved, like, I have a cousin, he is, like, is just stuck in his head. He always blamed the family for not taking care of him and protecting him. And then he'd be talking about we did witchcraft, and that's why it happened. So he's really psychologically messed up behind it. But, yes, I think also with the sex trafficking, I've been to church all my life, and I have never heard no preacher, no teacher, no Bible study teacher, anything like that, ever recognize the fact that sex trafficking does go on. The main thing in our churches today, let's pray for the sick and shut in. Let's pray for the ones that's on bereavement. You know, the normal prayers, they run rapid in the church, but they never, I have not heard any in any of the churches that I've been to, well, they mention the fact that we need to pray for the children that are being sexually exploited and trafficked.
Can I say something real quick? I want to say something because you know what's happening? Because a lot of pastors and people that call themselves walking in these offices and stuff, they partaking themselves. They are a part of the problem. Because if you look at what just happened here in Atlanta, where this man was just picked up at Hartsfield Atlanta Airport for doing just what you said happened to you, to some kids.
Right.
And parents allowing their kids to go. Where are your kids at? Do you know where your kids are? Do you know who your kids are with? Do you really know what's going on? You take other people's word for something.
Yeah.
That's what we got to get back to. We got to get back to having morals and values for ourselves and passing them down to our kids and those around us. And then we got to stop allowing and seeing stuff and turning the other cheek and turning a blind eye. When you see something, do something about it. When you see something, say something. Speak out.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's what we got to do. Well, I want to thank you for chiming in. I want to thank you for sharing us tonight. If you would, please share who you are.
My name is Lisa Hopkins. I'm in the Victorville, California. I am a new author. I wrote a book about triggers, reactions, conquered, and the book does talk a little bit about that. And I'm only on Facebook. I can be located by the name Author Lisa Hopkins or Lisa Hopkins on my regular Facebook page. I would like to thank you guys for allowing me to come on and share on tonight. At first, I wasn't going to say anything, but I figured, hey, if I feel like I was victimized, I need to tell it so I can get free from it. So thank you so much. I appreciate you, Dr. Charles, and Ms. Angela for allowing me to come on and share on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and sharing with us. And thank you, Dr. Chandra.
Thank you so much
for being with me tonight. It's been a blessing. I tell you, you never know what the next person is in need of or standing in need of.
Yeah.
So. Thank you. We actually have caller number 4 in queue. Caller number 4, if you would, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace and abundant divine blessings. My name, my travel name is Huni Barkatoon, and my pen and stage name is Master Tar Magic Man Haru. How you doing, women of God? How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing well.
Well, I'm definitely doing my best. I want to start off with you, special honored guest. Thank you so much for making your presence known and coming on to our great company of WBNN. Something very special about that number 37. I appreciate the great works that you have put in. And 37 is also my number when I received my initial calling over 37 years ago. So, you know, something very, very special about that number there, and I definitely appreciate that. I got a question for you, though. When you receive your calling or however it was a calling for me. I was woken up out of my sleep after 12:30 midnight on June 13th, 1985. Now, I don't know if it was a calling for you or, you know, just some tugging or pulling within you to take this stand. Whatever it was, I definitely am curious to know. I guess it's twofold question is, and when you were you met with ridicule by your so-called family members and other people you was, you know, working with, you know, because nine times out of ten, it comes with the territory. I know it did for me. Yes. I would call everything but a child of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I was just curious to know that, though.
Okay. Yes, law enforcement definitely was not on my radar at all. And when I got into law enforcement and saw how I was able to communicate with everyone that I came in contact with to make them see the right or the wrong in whatever they were doing, and they would listen to me, I knew that this was my calling. And not only that, I would work so many hours, and yet I would come home and take off my uniform to go and help a parent who say, my child is not listening. I would go to that house for days, for months, to make sure that child get what they need in understanding and know that their mother and their father, that they needed to honor them. Now, I have done this throughout my whole career, worked off the clock and on the clock. And now that I'm no longer in my career, I have, you know, you have people who you work with who know your work ethic. They try to say you're doing it for something else. And they don't know the beginning of how many women, girls, children that I have saved that social media does not even see, that he's so-called saying, that they're so-called saying, I'm only doing it because I want show. God has told me, and my phone has rung, and every time that I say I'm tired, God gave me more strength to continue to do what I was doing. It has been my mission now for, I would say, when I realized this is a mission for me, this is my calling, it had to be within my first 5 years of being in law enforcement. And I have been doing it ever since, and I will continue to do it in order to save our future and save our incubator of the women who are able to produce the next person. So that's where I am. And every time that I've been hit with the challenge of, are you doing this for notoriety? You don't even know the touching blit of the people that I've been able to help save. But God knows.
Well, I definitely
and sees them all.
I definitely appreciate the great work in what you're doing. I just want to address this right quick and just say this right quick. When you look at this male chauvinistic society that has placed the woman at such a low value, that's what the root of the issue come in at, even religiously.
Mm-hmm.
By misunderstanding, women are taught in pretty much the whole church, and that includes synagogue and mosque, that, you know, the woman is devalued because it was through her, this is how they teach it, right? Through her, sin came into the world. So automatically, the woman gets the blame from the very, very beginning. And here you are trying to have faith into a system. And, you know, it's just so much that's going on that I can go forward. But my main thing is, along with that, and I won't even call them men, but males, that's got this sickness in them. Each family needs to have an equalizer and an executioner in every family. I strongly, strongly am an advocate when it comes to that, because no excuses. These evil people have got to be dealt with unapologetically, meaning, granddad, you ain't getting away with that in this world. No, you're not.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You understand? I mean, especially when it comes to me, but that's a whole other thing. Look, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show comes on tomorrow after this great show ends. And I'll be on with a very special honored guest named Matthew Graham. And I'll be posing a statement before the question. The statement is, real players in the game of life. And life is a game. There's rules to this game. And the question is, which part or position do you play? That'll be 9:30 tomorrow on this great WBNN. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
But thank you, Huni Bakatun. You didn't tell us who you really was, but thank you for chiming in. I tell you, he got a lot of accolades because he do a lot. Like you say, he been on this journey for a long time, and he just truly believed in that village, us getting our soul back, because a lot of us walking around him, we lost. We just not taking our place, and we act like we don't see stuff happening. Like, we blind, like we can't see, but our eyes are wide open.
I really think that there are some mothers who are not seeing that your child is not your competition. And this is where we fall short of making sure that our little girls grow up as strong women instead of letting them grow up as broken and needy and need something from someone else that gets to be turned around in a wrong way.
Right. Well, we have another track by international DJ, legendary Brother O, and then we'll be right back. Shonda, we got to make sure.
You talk about me all the time. All right. Hope we haven't lost answer to Thomas Smith right here. Yeah, there she goes. I'm going to ask a question to Dr. Chandra. Yeah, okay. I want to ask a question to Dr. Chandra. Okay. 2013, before we go to our next caller, first of all, congratulations to you good doctors for the things you have done for our community, and I really applaud you for that. And the key is, what is the basis of your plan for 2023 for our young people? And a lot of times I always say, like Ansel Thompson says, you know, about what I say all the time, do you know where your children are right now? Having that basis in our, you know, communities to do better and be better, you know, to protect our children. And I'd like your feedback.
Yes, I think our communities have to be better stewardess right now. You know, everything in this world happens for a reason. We don't get to say we want to do things like we used to do them. Those things have passed. We can no longer try to live in the past. We have to do something new. Our world and life have changed because of certain things, criminal justice system, criminal acts within our own community. It's time for us to take back our own communities. And, you know, that goes back to me saying, like the old times, like they used to do, but in a different style, in a different way. Because we see in plain sight in our own community that this young girl, there's always one older guy in the community that everybody knows that has young girls all around him, yet nobody's saying anything to him. His brothers, his friends are not walking up and say, man, this somebody's daughter here. What, this house is 14 now? Aren't you little David's daughter? And so it's like we have to step up to the plate because it's not like we're not seeing it. We just don't know what we're looking at. Some people don't know what they're looking at. And not everyone is comfortable with saying something when you see something. So that comes back to another way of reporting. They have to learn to be educated on how to report and how to report safely because I always say, I can't ask someone to do something in their neighborhood that they have to live in, and I leave and go home to another neighborhood.
That's
so,
right.
You know,
hey, no, I love that. Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, it's funny you said, not to cut you off, but I love that because, you know, my son, you know, is engaged, and he's been with his middle school sweetheart since the seventh grade, right? So a lot of times my son was, you know, proactive, you know, all public basketball player in the city of Philadelphia. And I used to go to the games, me and his mother. And we would look back and see what was going on and, you know, making sure that our innocence are not being taken over by foolishness. And so one day, you know, I saw, you know, my future daughter-in-law, you know, trying to get away from this dude. So you know, I got up. You know what I'm saying? I don't care nothing about no WBN, none of that. I don't care about my master's degree, none of that. I got up and I'm like, yo, what's up? Oh, what's going on? Yo, what's up? You know what I mean? Do I need to push your teeth back in your mouth? Teeth back in your mouth? And so he said, oh, no, I'm just trying to see a cheat. No, you're not no cheerleading coach. Yo, fall back, man. I suggest you leave the arena. And so during that time, right, and I'm not no tough guy, but, you know, everybody knows my story. I'm not going to go into my story, how God has delivered me, because it's not important right now. But what I said to him, it endeared my daughter to me. Because she didn't have a father in her life. She didn't know her father. And so from that day on in high school to this day, she calls me dad. We must step up and be better for our kids and have that real strong role model saying, I'll give my life for this child if you try to come up to – and you might give your life because, you know, I'm pretty good. But you might give your life to get mess around with one of mine. And so, you know, I'm not going to take it anymore. I can overcome the show. That's not my point. I have my own Ngozi time with my commissioner. But we're going to go and try to get this caller on, Miss Ansel Tyler Smith. Caller number 5, you're live right now with Walking in Purpose with Angela.
Hello, Angela. Hello, Dr. Chandra. Hello, Brother O. I hope you guys are doing good today. First, I want to say, talk to Angela. Angela, I am also a survivor of domestic violence, and at some point when you're going through it, you kind of silence your voice because of what you're dealing with. And I want to say to you, I heard, you know, how you were speaking to Sandra, and that is exactly how I feel about you. Like, you are so passionate, and this is why I know you chose her to be on the show. And I'm so happy that someone is out here doing something. I really admire both of you, you know. And I heard you say that you did it for 37 years, and I was like, wow, that's absolutely amazing. And I want to share something. I really believe that I was very close to being a victim of human trafficking. I was coming out of my house one day. It was early in the morning. I was going to the bank so that way I didn't have to do it the next day. And mm-hmm. where I lived at the time, I parked the street over. I came out of my house, and where I live, I was in the middle, like, how can I explain it? Where I live, I'm in between two blocks. Now, I saw mm-hmm. this white van cruising so slowly down the street. At that same time, there was another guy coming out of his house, and I saw them looking at him, and then they saw me. And my gut, just something didn't feel right. I went to the car, and they came so close to me. I jumped in the car, and I took off. They followed me. And I purposely went around in a circle and watched them in my rearview mirror, and I lost them. So eventually, like, down where I lived, it was a one-way street. They were behind me. I ended up being outsmarting them and being behind them, and I had my phone camera with my flash, like the light on purpose. They pulled over and put their blinkers on, and I called the police, and I ended up pulling in the safe parking lot. I told my friend about this, who is involved in, like, a lot of organizations that are dealing with human trafficking, and he told me that mm-hmm. is a high area where people are picked up. My gut did not feel right. And I didn't know too much about human trafficking when it happened, but when I found out about it and the stories, I'm like, wow, something about that did not feel right to me. And I had another instance mm-hmm. where I'm living, you know, in a Walmart parking lot where these vans just came out of nowhere. And I'm not saying it doesn't have to be a van or anything like that, but these are my experiences.
Right, right.
You know?
But it can be.
And they,
yeah.
Right. I was sitting in my truck waiting on my friend, and this van pulled right next to me really, really slow. And it's so, I know I don't have much time, so I can't explain the whole story, but something didn't feel right then. Eventually, after this, what happened to me there in the Walmart parking lot, they started having security. I don't know if they do it in all the different states, but where I'm at now, they have security now that rides around because of the human trafficking that was going on. And I only found this out because one of the people who, there's a Chick-fil-A in that parking lot, and one of the managers told me that they were going out passing out pamphlets with the stuff on it, you know, that makes people pass out. I don't know what exactly it is, you know. And mm-hmm. I remember in 2019, there's a glam day. I don't know where you're located, but in 2019, I was part of a glam day with an organization. I think it's WITTS in Camden, who deals with the youth of human trafficking, but they deal with little girls. And mm-hmm. it broke my heart that this little girl, she was 8 years old, and I had very good hearing. She was across the room from me, and I heard her look at her mom and say, "Mommy, I'm so sorry." It broke my heart that this little girl, there was a human trafficking. Every little girl in there, little teeny girls, like, how sick can you be in the mind to take a little girl, or even a little boy? How sick can you be to do this to a child? You know, but what I want to ask you, two questions I want to ask you that I really want to know. One is, what is the experience and of males who are human trafficked? Because we always think it's always women. Because I know males are human trafficked as well. What is your experience mm-hmm. with that? And then my second question is, I know you deal with law enforcement, but what are the stories, or have you heard stories of law enforcement being involved in human trafficking? That's what I want to know.
Okay. And the first thing, yes, there are a lot, quite a few males that are sex trafficked, and how they get the males into sex trafficking is that they promise them something else. And not only that, they also mm-hmm. are part of the same team or musical organizations. We are finding more and more of boys being on the same football team, are the same basketball team, and things are happening in the locker room. So once something mm-hmm. happens and this encounter is recorded, they do this thing, which is another term for sex trafficking. Well, it's called sextortion. They tell them, "I will release this video if you don't go and let so-and-so do the same thing."
Oh,
so it's a sextortion thing more that happens with boys. And then the other thing that you asked me was, what was that?
Law enforcement, for instance. I know.
Yeah, law enforcement. Was law enforcement, ever, yeah.
Law being involved. I mean, on the illegal side of it. I don't mean legal, illegal side of it.
Yes, that's what I'm about to tell you. Yes, law enforcement have been involved in trafficking. There have been district attorneys involved in trafficking. I show the presentation. I show it in my presentations of different law enforcement that have been the lookout people for a hotel. They get a cut of the money. The girls are there. They know who's mm-hmm. there, and they stop calls from going to that area because that was part of their lookout money, and that
wow.
happened. I think it was in Ohio or Louisiana, one of those locations.
That's right here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There's been things where principals been involved, teachers, high-up people in banking. They come from all walks of life. And then you look at them and
they
you wonder. And then the crazy stuff that they have these kids doing and the crazy stuff that mm-hmm. these people be doing. Yeah, I've seen it. They've done things in Greenville. They've done things in Myrtle Beach. And it's all up and down, 85 corridor is what they call it.
Yeah, and the 95 corridor. They have them straight from there. So, you know, traffickers can be anybody, and usually it's the most person that you would not expect that looks clean cut or whatever. You know, this is why I tell a lot of parents, when your child say they don't like the coach because they feel uncomfortable with the coach, but you say that is the number one winning coach, you better shut it up and take your butt with
mm-hmm.
them. You better watch what your child is saying, because that child knows that the way he's touching or feeling or whatever the case may be, that that person is not right. So I've seen a lot of that lately as well.
How do you discern the people who you're teaching in, like law enforcement, what to look out for? The people, for instance, if you're speaking to someone, how do you discern the person you're speaking to could be a person involved and maybe, you know, versus someone who really wants to help? How do you determine the difference, like when you've been doing this?
And you know, it's a feeling that I get. And, you know, I don't talk in all circles. I give generic information and information that people will know if it was in another instance. And just like here on this radio show, I don't know who's listening. So I'm not going to give key components out of how to be aware of them on this type of venue. But there are other arenas that I do when I'm around young people so that young people will know what to look for, what not to get involved in. But I don't do it on a national broadcast.
Appreciate you. And before I go, I just want to say my show as a new host will be on January 26th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's called The Power of Thoughts, you know, and the way that you think. I'm trying to help people change their perspectives to be able to change their lives, actually refresh those. And I appreciate both of you. You both are amazing. God bless you both, and I will keep you in my prayers. I love the show.
Yes.
Keep doing what you're doing and keep being passionate.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tiana Speaks, for stopping by and sharing. I've been saying for a minute now that we got to unlearn some things so that we can learn, love, and lead. And
that's
who we want to lead. We got to. I tell you, I have truly enjoyed you. I definitely have to have you back because I know that there was a lot that you wanted to share that we did not get to share on tonight. But before we leave quickly, I want you to share with people how they can reach out to you, how they can support the things that you have going on. But most importantly, how can they get in contact with you if they ever need your services?
Yes, I can be reached on Twitter at Investigator Cleveland, on Facebook as Investigator Chandra Cleveland, on Twitter as Investigator Cleveland, and also our website is Columbia PI and Consultants.com.
Amen.
Again, that is Twitter at Investigator Cleveland, Facebook at Investigator Chandra Cleveland, and Instagram, Investigator Cleveland. And our website is Columbia PI and Consultants.com.
Amen. Amen. Well, I definitely want to thank you for stopping by and always being obedient and sharing. I tell you, I thank God for us crossing paths. Is there anything that you would like to leave with those that are tuned in on tonight? Anything inspirational and encouraging, anything that could help somebody get out of what they may be going through, anything?
Sure. I would like to say I don't care where you are or who you're with, always if someone needs help, help them. You don't know how just a hello could brighten or change someone's day. Out of all of the things that we're talking about here tonight about human trafficking, suicide is the number one killer that is going around now. The silent killer is suicide. Talk to your strong friends. Reach out to people and talk and have a conversation. Let them know that they are loved and that Jesus loves them also.
Wow. Amen. I thank you for stopping by on tonight. I tell you, I have truly been blessed in everything that has come forth on tonight, what you shared, just even that little bit. Yeah, I'm so passionate about suicide awareness. I'm passionate about domestic violence. Passionate about human trafficking, all of these things I am involved in. And I tell you, we need to see more people like us involved in the level where people are making decisions, that the law makes
that
in,
part.
And when, where the laws come down. We need more representation. So we got to start being that voice and just stop watching. We got to participate.
Mm-hmm.
And be thankful for Dr. Chandra for stopping by on tonight and sharing with us. I'm thankful for Lisa for coming on tonight. She was kind of nervous, but Lisa has an amazing testimony, and I'm thankful. I wish I could share some more, but it's in Goldie time. I have truly enjoyed y'all. My first show back for 2023. I'm excited. I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary this year, y'all. I'm excited about what God is doing and the opportunity that we have here at WBNN. Again, Dr. Chandra, thank you for stopping by. Brother Ngozi.
Wow, thank you so much, Brother O, for all that wonderful music tonight by Evelyn Champagne King, a Philadelphian. And wow, Angela Thomas Smith, Walking in Purpose. What a wonderful show tonight on human trafficking with your special guest, investigator, Dr. Chandra Cleveland. God bless you, ma'am. And I appreciate the work that you're doing. And you're so right that we have to save our future, and our future are the children. The children are our future, and we have to do everything in our power to protect them, to save them, and to help them. And so many people have turned away from the young people and don't want to help a young person, but a lot of them are lost. They need to be helped. They need direction. They need safety. And it's such a shame, and it's so sad that so many have been caught up in the web of human trafficking, sex trafficking, and all of that illegal, sinful stuff that no child should have to go through. And so I definitely appreciate you and the work that you're doing. And you said that, you know, you feel as though God has called you to do this work. And for 37 years, you've been doing it. And I commend you. I commend you. And Angela, again, another great show from you. And before I go any further, I just want to let everybody know that I am also a host on this network, and I'm Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia. My show is on Sundays, 9:30 p.m., News Forum, every Sunday night. And this Sunday night, we will be, again, talking about wrongful convictions and gun violence in America. So please tune in 9:30 p.m. this Sunday night. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Melewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.Ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Melewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for our 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, Huni Bakatun. And we will aware you that tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I want to say one more thing pertaining to tonight's show, because I think it was Tiana Speaks that asked about officers, if, you know, cops are involved in the human trafficking and all that stuff. And our wonderful investigator, Cleveland, said yes. And yes, they definitely are. Police officers, sheriffs, deputies. Now, in the state of Florida, Florida was one of the most heavily corrupt states with human trafficking. And a few years back, I did an investigation on their human trafficking. And they had over 300 people, prominent people involved in human trafficking. They ranged from judges, sheriffs, deputies, doctors, surgeons, politicians, and CEOs of major corporations. And I mean, that just blew me away, all of these prominent people that most people look up to and respect. But they were involved in human trafficking. They were all arrested. And, you know, but yet it still continues. And when will it stop? We all have to be a voice and speak up and speak out against this human trafficking, because it is absolutely horrendous, terrible, and it's very, very sad. And one last thing. This is really my last thing now. I want to congratulate Angela Thomas Smith on her WBNN all-time connection record, with her 44th all-time connection record and her fifth consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations, Angela. Now, back to our wonderful third reigning commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith.
Wow. Well, thank you. I thank God, because tonight was truly ordained by him. even from my guest being on tonight, she, it was not supposed to be her. It was supposed to be three more people. But on Monday, I received a phone call from her, and God allowed us to be able to connect. So I'm grateful. I thank you guys that constantly support us over here at WBNN. Because of you guys, we're able to do the things that we do here on this network, and we're able to provide opportunities. I thank Brother O, and I thank him also, because I'm grateful. And when you're grateful for somebody and for something, y'all, it only takes a minute to thank them. Y'all, in this season, in this year, we got to be intentional. We didn't get dropped out of the sky. God placed us here with a purpose. I want y'all to tune back in same time in 4 weeks. I love you guys. Be blessed. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it in Brother O's words. I love you guys, and thank you for supporting us here at WBNN. Y'all have a great night.